Zito, he is a man of many things. He's been a celebrity bodyguard, a martial artist, a boxer, a former boxing trainer, president of the New England chapter of the New York chapter of the Hell's Angels. He's been around. We've seen him, of course, in Oz and many of the shows on TV. And I remember him from other things I've seen, of course, mostly from The Howard Stern Show, which I'm a big fan of.
Yes, yes.
But you are going to be actually on the fifth season of Sons of Anarchy, which starts Tuesday nights at 10 o'clock on FX.
FX, yes. In fact, tomorrow night is the, Tuesday is the fourth episode already.
So cool.
And we're just having a great time. I look forward to going to work every day. That's how much fun I'm having.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great show, and it kind of fits in with the persona you're trying to know. Who are you playing on the show?
My character's name is Frankie Diamonds, and it's the fifth season, and it was this premiere was the highest-rated show in FX history, and that's unheard of for a fifth season of any show. But because of myself and Howard Stern, that we promoted it the day before, he brought so many new fans to the show.
Wow.
We're just having a great time. Like I said, I look forward to going to work. Frankie Diamonds, that's my character's name. Frankie Diamonds is Chuck Zito. I play myself. And Kurt Sutter's been great to me. He's let me wear my clothes, my jewelry. I wear snakeskin boots in the show. He let me bring my motorcycle into the show, and we're just having a lot of fun.
Wow. You've done so many things. I mean, when you first started out, you were a bodyguard, right?
Well, when I first started out, basically the Hells Angels opened the doors for me in Hollywood because I met Sandy Alexander, who was the president of the New York City Hells Angels, in a gym. He was a professional fighter. And we started sparring each other. He was also a stuntman in the movie business. So I started doing stunt work with him. That's what opened the doors up in Hollywood for me. I became a stuntman. Then in 1980, I started my own bodyguard business and started working for every superstar you could think of. And then, of course, my first series, I was on the HBO series Oz.
Right.
And now I'm on the fifth season of the highest-rated show on TV, which
now,
is Sons of Anarchy.
Now, the movie that you were in a movie with Frank Vincent, who has also been on the show, and Vince Fiastore, and called All for Nothing.
This thing of ours, it was called. And those two guys are great also. We did a lot of movies together. And that was another character I played. I played a hit guy in that show.
Yeah.
We just have been having a good time doing all these shows. And like I said, everybody on Sons of Anarchy, they're great to work with. Especially Charlie Hunnam, who plays Jax, and Ron Perlman, who plays Clay. And, of course, we all know from as Peggy from Married with Children is Katie Sagal, who plays Gemma.
Right.
She made some transition from Married with Children to the Sons of Anarchy world. We're just having a great time. Like I said, my character's name is Frankie Diamonds. Frankie Diamonds is Chuck Zito. So we're just having a great time going. And on Tuesday night, 10 p.m. on FX, watch the highest-rated show in FX history.
Chuck, whatever happened with Street Justice?
Well, that was the name of my book. I was the first guy 14 years ago to ever do a reality show called Street Justice.
That was on USA Network, right?
USA Network.
Yeah.
You only had three shows at the time, Judge Judy, Judge Brown, and Judge Mills Lane, and I was the fourth judge, the judge of the streets. But USA bought it. They spent $500,000 to do the pilot. We shot the pilot two nights before it aired. They pulled it. Because the feds went to them and says they don't want a Hell's Angel to have his own reality show and make him too big in the public eye, and they would not show it.
What a dumb move that was. That would have been a huge show.
A great series.
Yeah, the concept was beautiful. I thought it would have been a great hit.
That's what I'm saying. Even today, 14 years later, it'd still be a big hit because I was a judge of the streets. I went to your job. I went to your house. I listened to your dispute, and I made the decision, whether it was the warring neighbors or whatever. And the way this the set was supposed to be, there was an octagon in there, a boxing ring. So if you couldn't settle it with words, you settle it in the ring. So it was a great concept. And like I said, today it'd still be great.
I wish that
my long leather dust motorcycle. It was I had a Corvette, and I would show up at different events with these either my motorcycle or my Corvette. It was a great concept.
Yeah, I thought it was a great concept, and in the book, I don't have a copy of it, but it sounds like an interesting thing.
Well, it's my autobiography, Street Justice. It's my whole life and everything. It's a great read. Everybody tells me to read, and even though it came out 10 years ago, I mean, people are still buying it, and so something must be good.
Well, if you're mentioning it here, you're reaching millions of people, so they may go out and try to look for it on Amazon.
Yes, please do.
Tell me a little bit about bodyguarding business. One of your clients was Pamela Anderson, right?
Yes, I've bodyguarded Pamela Anderson, Angelina Jolie, Cher, Sean Penn, Charlie Sheen, Mickey Rourke, Charles Bronson, Eric Roberts. The list goes on and on. And it's just basically, you know, nobody's really trying to hurt them. It's basically crowd control and just trying to get them to and from the event or whatever they're doing without anybody hurting them, of course. But it was a great experience for me. I had a great time. I was a Hell's Angel at the time, and my name was Chuck and Charlie, so I called it Charlie's Angels Bodyguard Service. So it fit. But we had a great time. And I tell you that Charlie Sheen has to be the most generous guy I've ever worked for. So he was very, very generous. He was a great guy to work for. We had a good time. And, of course, you know, he has his ups and downs. I was on him for his 21-city tour. That was a trip in itself. But we have a great time. But right now I'm trying to do the acting more, and I still do stunt work. I still bodyguard certain people when they call me. If Pamela Anderson calls me, or Charlie Sheen, or Sean Penn calls me, I still bodyguard for them.
You know, when I think of bodyguards, I think of the gentleman who was the bodyguard for Roseanne Barr, ended up marrying her. Does anything ever come of that when you're bodyguarding a woman that's single, any romance?
Well, no, you try and keep everything professional because, you know, when you start getting into that private life and you start getting in the papers and on TMZ, it's not good for your representation and reputation also. And the thing with me is, everything I saw, you'll forget, the bodyguard is the closest person to them, whether they're married or you're the closest person to them. You're with them almost 24/7, so you see a lot of things. And, you know, everything I kept to myself. If I wrote a book about everybody I work for, it would be a hell of a book. But I keep everything to myself.
Yeah.
And all the things I know goes to the grave with me.
Unless you can reveal a few to Howard Stern, because you usually get some stuff out of you.
Some stuff, but that's the girl stuff. That's my own personal life.
Yeah, not about your clients, about you.
I don't talk about all the clients I've worked for.
Yeah, I think that I love Howard Stern's show, and I'm so happy that he's kind of made mainstream by going on that show on America's Got Talent. Yeah.
Yeah. So I have a great time with Howard, and because of Howard and myself, because I did it the day before the show premiered, it was the highest rated show in FX history.
Yeah, I have no doubt that helped.
Oh, yeah. That's a lot.
Yeah.
Because between Howard, he has 20 million listeners, and he brought a few million people back and to watch the Suns. So it helped. It helped a lot, tremendously.
Well, we hope we can help you just as much now, just reminding people to watch Chuck Zio on Sons of Anarchy. It's Tuesday nights at 10 o'clock on the FX network, and this, of course, is season 5. And he'll be on, I guess he'll be on 9 of the 13 episodes?
I'm on 9 episodes so far, and like I said, it's the 5th season. It's going to be the best one. I think the most violent one they've ever had because the show gets crazy, and my character gets crazy. Each episode gets a little crazier.
Well, I hope that not only do you do well on this season, but I hope you end up on the 6th season as well.
Thank you.
It was nice to talk to you, Chuck.
Thank you.
Take care.
Pleasure. Thank you for having me.